I'll access the March 14, 2014 rain report in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. From the studios of the Radio Amateur Information Network, I'm Will Rogers, K5WLR, with this rain report that will be of particular interest to our blind listeners. One of the major challenges for the blind ham has been and continues to be accessibility to knowing what frequency his or her radio is on, or just what direction his or her antenna rotator is pointing. If you asked RAIN's founder-producer Hap Holly, KC9RP, he'd tell you that Kenwood's TS-480 is a very accessible HF rig, and that Kenwood's TMV-71 is likewise an accessible VHF-UHF mobile radio, and, to a lesser degree, Kenwood's THF-6A 2-meter 220 and 440 megahertz handheld. Now, before this begins to sound like an unsolicited commercial, I want to introduce Rob Santello, K6DQ, a Northern California ham who has a little vision enough to make some current ham gear accessible.
A friend of mine, Mike, turned me on to the idea. I started with the Tentac Orion. I built this prototype and started trying to add speech to the Tentac, and it was coming along okay. And then Mike, W6QUV, an amazing, totally blind guy, decided he wanted a K3. So he got the K3, and I figured, well, let me adapt it for him to the K3. And, of course, he wouldn't give me his radio. So Elcraft was great. They loaned me one for 3 months and then even extended it for another month. So I played around with that, and after the four-month time period, I was only like halfway done, but it was coming along so well. I realized I got to sell my Orion and get a K3 so I can continue this, and it's just working really well. That was probably 2 years ago.
So you had sight until 2005.
I have RP, and it's been degrading. Thank God it's been a slow degradation, but I'm to the point now where I just have some peripheral vision left. I also use like a CCTV camera, and with that, I'm able to still do quite a few things, fortunately, but it's just peripheral vision. Like with the Orion, if I get my 12x magnifying glass and get my nose right on the screen, I was still able to read stuff, but the realization that that's not going to last forever. My whole intent was, after I got back into the hobby, was while my vision remains as long as it is, I wanted to make my stuff as accessible as possible. So that was the driving force to start developing this stuff. And then meeting these other blind friends of mine like Mike and Armand, they really helped kind of move me in the right direction and focus on what's really needed and what's important. So actually, I think before the ham pod even, the first thing I really started on with my stepper was I wanted to make the stepper controller talk. That was the first thing that I actually got working, and that took quite a while, but that ended up being pretty nice. It reads everything from the LCD screen. In fact, that's where the ham pod name kind of came into being, is in the stepper controller. My circuit board is inside the controller, and then I use a cable to a little desktop 3x4x1 inch box that basically just has a speaker and the keypad, and I was referring to that as a pod, so it was the ham pod. That thing worked out really well. I even sent it to Stepper and they liked it and they kind of gave me their approval for it. While I was developing that, of course, they came out with their new controller. So by the time I had that one done, they didn't even sell that controller anymore. It's just the way things kind of go. So they sent me the new one and I've got speech for that now, the new SDA-100 controller. So that was the first main thing. And then the other box, the ham pod that I used to talk to radios and the rotor controllers and a couple of meters now. It's sort of a generic hardware platform. It's a little PIC microcontroller based box, 4x5x1.5 inch tall, 16 key keypad, 2 serial ports, so I can talk to 2 pieces of equipment and you can switch between them. Right now there's support for the K3 and then the KX3. Elecraft, they were again nice and loaned me a KX3 for a couple of months to make sure that was compatible. Then I went on to the rotor controllers. I support M2 Orion, their controller for their Orion rotor, the Green Heron controller. Jeff at Green Heron stepped up and over a Christmas vacation, worked with me, modified his firmware, and added a command that made the box even work better. So it works with the Green Heron. And then also I have a tail twister. So I installed the Idiom Press Rotor EZ board in my controller that has a serial port. So I have support for that as well. On the meter side of things, I added support for the Elecraft W2 watt meter because it has a serial port. I had a request from a couple of guys to look at supporting the PowerMaster 2 from Array Solutions. They stepped up and loaned me a PowerMaster 2 and gave me access to their firmware developer, who spent quite a bit of time with me and made access to that meter really nice. Now I support that meter. Another project I'm working on is I'm trying to do another meter from another manufacturer that's hopefully going to be a little less expensive, but still be a quality product when it's done. Oh yeah, and I've also done support for an IFR service monitor. I'm also working for a friend, adding support for his old Heathkit weather stations. I mean, there's just a ton of stuff out there that does come equipped with the serial port that they allow access to the internals with. And so just anything like that that has that ability to talk through it via a serial port, it's perfect. It's just time consuming.
Where did all this knowledge come from? What's your background?
I've always been interested in electronics and computers. Since high school, primarily, I took some electronics and computer courses in junior college. After that, I ended up getting hired at the phone company and worked there for 20-something years programming. It's just been a hobby. I really like the challenge, especially the microcontroller stuff, being able to make something do what you want it to do. And for what we're doing here, I mean, it's really a great tool to be able to access this stuff with it.
If you could push a button right now, what product would you like to be able to make more accessible that still isn't?
Well, there's quite a few other radios out there other than the K3 and KX3, so my desire is to add accessibility to as much stuff as I can.
What is the most difficult part of getting accessibility into a meter or a box or a radio?
That's a good question. A lot of it depends on what the manufacturer has provided in the way of the protocol and what they do provide access to internally, that kind of thing. Where I was talking about the PowerMaster 2, the Green Heron controller, getting to work with the developers to make a few subtle changes makes all the difference. You're limited by what you're able to do as far as the protocol, what it allows.
Are you using Linux?
I do everything in assembly language on a PIC microcontroller. It's taking the long way. It's kind of brutally painful, but at least at that level, I have absolute control over what's going on, and that's what I'm comfortable with.
Are you looking for others to emulate what you're doing?
I don't know. It's hard to be able to divide this kind of thing up. I guess if somebody else was really good at programming in PICs, they could probably pick it up and add support for other devices, kind of offload some of that. I'm just a hobbyist trying to do this stuff. I don't have the tools and the equipment to do it more easily. Like making the boxes and cutting those out, I have to use a drill press with an XY table. And I have a wonderful wife who's great. She works the milling table and helps cut the boxes and quality controls the soldering and that sort of thing. Acquisition of parts in a decent quantity to where you can get decent prices would be nice. But, you know, everything is just such low volume that you're kind of limited in what you can do. I'm just a hobbyist that kind of something I started to do for myself. Certainly not in it for the money. There's really not any money to be made in this market. That's why nobody else does it. It's got to be done by somebody who just does it for the love of doing it. I enjoy the challenge, and it's great when you get some feedback like, you just made my life a whole lot easier or something like that. That really motivates me to keep going. I have the Step-I reader, which is the stepper antenna controller. Then I have my generic ham pod hardware that uses the serial ports to talk to various pieces of equipment that is accessible via a serial port. Basically, those are the two different distinctions between the kind of hardware I have. And it's basically almost the same kind of hardware to some extent, whereas in the stepper, it needs to be installed within the controller because it's not talking to the antenna controller via a serial port. I'm actually grabbing the LCD display and reading the data as they send the data to the LCD display. I'm kind of like grabbing it and reading it that way. And with the stepper reader, that's something that they actually have to send me their controller because I have to disassemble it and install my board into it, put it all back together for them.
What are you using for speech?
I use a double talk speech synthesizer. It's a text-to-speech module.
If someone would like to contact you either to be of assistance or to ask you about some other item to be made more accessible, how can they reach you?
I put up a website. It's www.hampod.com. There's contact information. There's a phone number, email. Just shoot me an email or give me a call. I'd love to talk to anybody about any of this stuff.
The voice of Northern California ham, Rob Santello, K6DQ, a visually impaired guy who is making life just a little bit easier for some blind hams. You'll find Rob's web address on the Rain Sites Mentioned page on therainreport.com. The Rain Report is copyright 1990-2014 Rain. All rights are reserved. Now, for everyone affiliated with the Radio Amateur Information Network, I'm Will Rogers, K5WLR, bidding you very 73 from The Rain Report, www.therainreport.com.